This block of row houses was originally constructed in 1832 and completed the following year. It was one of the three blocks of row houses, the other two being on each side of the chapel. This row house was the largest and would have housed the skill workers and their families. Unlike many of the row houses, these have a back kitchen area, whereas most of the row houses for unskilled laborers did not have a separate kitchen area, and the residents cooked at the main hearth or in a communal cooking area. Rents for the housing was usually $1 or $2 per month. A yearly salary for the foreman, for example, would have been approximately $1,000. The manager may have made up to $2,000. When entering the visitor center, you will see only the interior example of the remaining row house. Since families often consisted of unmarried relations, cousins, grandparents, and at times boarders, one row house might be home to 10 or more individuals. The first floor was living quarters, the second floor would have been used for sleeping quarters, and the kitchen area for food preparation and perhaps a children's area for schoolwork.